Tell you thought there was drama at the Oscars. Well, there's drama on Married at First Sight once again. We finally reached the final commitment ceremonies of the season for Married at First Sight. Please welcome Matt's groom, Brent. G'day, Brenty.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Mate.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, just doing radio, bro. How are you?
Just chilling, you know.
Just chilling.
Chilling off last night.
Yeah. How do you feel after last night, Brent?
Great, mate. I needed to get that off my chest, clearly.
We want to play you some audio because we had Tamara on the other day and it was all anyone was talking about with his Brent. So we're gonna play something because she made some pretty big accusations against you. I mean, this actually was picked up by about 20 or 30 different publications around Australia.
Yeah, you've probably read it somewhere.
We'd love to get your thoughts. Well, we had Tamara on last week and this is what she had to say about you. Do you think he was purely on there to get famous to help his own career?
Yep. This is big break into
this is big break.
Did he confess to you that he wants, I guess, to, I don't know, maybe, oh, he did?
Yeah, of course.
What did he say?
Oh, everything that he wants to do with his influencer life. So I think he just wants to be an influencer. I don't know, get some free teeth.
Righto, Brent, rip it off like a Band-Aid, mate. Is that true?
I literally didn't tell her anything to do with that kind of stuff. Not even my dreams, goals, or ambitions. And she admitted that live on TV, so I don't know where she's getting this from.
Right.
It's just a burnt little girl. It's, I mean, not the first time she's done silly things and said dumb stuff, but whatever.
So you think, is she potentially making this up now because it's all done and dusted, you guys aren't together, and she's, I don't know, angry or bitter about the whole thing, so she's just saying this?
I'm guessing so. One, I love my teeth. Thank you very much. So I don't know where that's come from, but it's just a joke. I'm the one who actually sat there trying. You know what I mean? She's the one who said that she couldn't wait to be the baddie and wanted to be the, what do they call it? The villain.
The villain.
And that just went sideways for her because there were stronger girls on there and someone like me that wouldn't give in to her. But this is just,
So Brent, did she want to be the villain for the show? She went in there trying to be the villain.
Yes, yeah, she wanted to be the villain on there and call people out, but she got overthrown by females in there that were a lot stronger, a lot more level-headed, and a lot more articulate with their words.
So was this something that she confessed to you, or you just saw that?
Oh, I know she wanted to call people out. She wanted to call people out. She wanted to be the one to come on here because she spent 3 years in a row applying for Mass.
Right. Okay. So you think potentially she's the one who wanted to have a bit of an influencer career after it, not you?
Well, then if she had, guys, think about it. She honestly said, I've got so much to go back home to, my dog, my career. Why would she try 3 years in a row to go on Mass if that was the case?
Yeah. Have you spoken to her since filming has wrapped up, Brent?
Yeah, we started doing media together at the start, and she reached out to me wanting to, you know, have a united front, and I had no problem with that, but it doesn't take her long to turn on her again. She's just not a good person.
So
she'll turn on you at any point.
So when's the last time you spoke to her? How long has it been now?
It would have been, it'd be quite a while now, guys. It's been quite a bit of a time. Basically, she saw an article of me with all the other people in the cast. It was me, Jack, Al, Celine, they were walking into my venue.
Yep.
But one of the articles was they cut all the boys out and it just had me and Celine, and she wrote an essay to me of a message, and I went, look, I'm not reading that. Like, if you're going to believe everything you read, I go, you're just as big of a child as anyone else. So I went, all right, see ya.
Mm. And so, yeah, you haven't spoken since that then.
Because I've heard that she's been saying stuff online and doing this, that, like a woman scorned. But she had to make me the enemy because she hasn't been liked and I've been perceived well. And she blames me for it.
Well, Brent, what about this? I mean, the other thing Tamara did say is that you and Ella were setting up paparazzi shots to try and get more attention in the media. Is this true?
Oh, God, no. And not only is that not true, apparently the rose that she had on Valentine's Day was from the paparazzi.
She was setting things up with the paparazzi.
It seems like that everything that she's done, she's saying, I've done. This is just New World Order. What is going on?
So maybe did she tell us all that stuff because she was doing it and she thought, if I get on the front foot, if I say all this first, then if Brent comes out or if we chat to you, then, I mean, it'll sound like it's all lies.
Well, maybe. I can't speak on behalf of her, and I'm not going to sit there going, yep, like she does. But I don't know what's in her mind and whatever she wants to create. It's just... That's why I walked away for a purpose, guys, if you hadn't realised.
Well, I mean, Brett, mate, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Before we let you go, we did want to ask you one last thing, because Tamara openly said to us that she regrets going on the show. She wished she didn't go on the show. Do you have a similar feeling, or do you not regret going on the show?
Because I was myself, and I wasn't a harsh or mean person. I decided to be genuine, and I literally tried. If I was her, I would have regretted it too. 3 years in a row, and that'll teach you.
would you
genuine person?
Obviously, yeah, things didn't work out. But would you ever do this or another show again, Brent, and try and find love?
Guys, honestly, no. I'm sorry, but no.
Yeah, you've done it now.
I did it once, and I'm still trying to through this part. Like,
well,
no, I'm done.
Well, Brett, we appreciate you coming on the show, mate, and we just want to say from the bottom of our heart, your teeth look great.
Yeah,
buddy.
We love your teeth, mate. Don't change
your teeth look awesome. I know Invisalign are literally calling us right now. They want to get involved. But Brett, mate, thanks for joining us. All the best in the future, okay, bud?
Thanks, guys. Legends.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.